Hello again, folks. Well, I had hoped that I would be able to fit all of my thoughts into a 10-minute time slot, but it would appear that, as usual, I was not able to do that. So I am going to make a part two, but I will try to make it very brief. I just would like to finish a few thoughts so I don't leave any dangling threads. I forget exactly where I was at the end of my last post. I think I was saying that I'm keeping a daily journal now in order to have a timeline of when I've actually done things and what I've done. I started that in late November, and God knows, now I wish I'd begun it months ago. But because I'm so often mentally foggy, unable to concentrate, struggling to express myself, I'm having a hard time now constructing even simple sentences when I'm having a bad day. And my bad days are a lot more prevalent than the good ones. So things like writing that I used to absolutely love, I don't enjoy anymore because it's a real struggle to even put words onto the computer. Even simple sentences. So sometimes this journal, which ought to be a labor of love, is something I feel like I just have to do, something I slog through and really don't enjoy at all. Reading books, again, something that I used to take great pleasure in, I don't enjoy anymore because when I go to read a book, I can retain what I'm reading for the nonce, but then say 5 days later to a week later, what I've read just is not in my memory anymore. I read The Bazaar of Bad Dreams by Stephen King a few weeks ago, or I finished it a few weeks ago anyway. I actually began it in December. I absolutely loved it as I was reading it. In fact, I read a story at Christmas time called Blockade Billy, and I thought it was one of the best damn stories Stephen King ever wrote. Now I remember the title, and I remember vaguely that it was about baseball, which is something that I never thought I would actually enjoy reading about. But I can't tell you anything else about the story. It's just gone. And the fact that I can't remember a Stephen King book, I mean, he's my favorite author of all time, damn it. Good God, the fact that I can't remember a Stephen King book, it's appalling to me. So what I have been doing, other than when I read The Book Thief for my book club, is rereading old favorites and classics and coming back to old friends just to make myself feel better, because I actually remember parts of them. And I know I shouldn't do this, but I've been torturing myself inadvertently, trying to figure out what I can and can't remember about my recent life. You know, Kim and I, in the course of the conversation we had, also talked about other events that we'd experienced and people that we knew, and I couldn't recall them. So, yes, I can definitely see how the depression that I've experienced could really have exacerbated all this memory loss and made it so much worse than when it began. But as I say, when this all started, I wasn't feeling depressed in any way. The memory loss that first occurred, that I first noticed, happened not long after my seizures really got out of hand and I was having, you know, 4 and 5 a week. So that tells me, I mean, I'm no doctor, who knows, I could be wrong, but that tells me that something happened to cause some kind of I just lost my words. Generally, when one has an epileptic seizure, a whole bunch of neurons misfire at once, and that can cause damage to certain areas of the brain. So I'm beginning to wonder if I actually, you know, could have had a whole bunch of epileptic seizures at one time that actually did cause something to go wrong. Now, having said that, I know full well that I'm dealing with depression and anxiety disorder now, and I have been for the past few years. So what Paul is saying certainly has validity. And so maybe the depression that I'm experiencing now is making the memory loss a lot more pronounced. Anyhow, folks, I'm starting to lose it here, so... Or as my dad would say, I lost it a long time ago. He always used to tell me, when God gave out brains, you thought he said trains and yours left a long time ago. Anyway, so hey, at least I can still laugh at myself. But yeah, this will happen where just right out of the blue, my mind goes foggy and I can't think clearly anymore. So I'm going to stop this now because I'm beginning to make no sense. But I just, perhaps you'll think I'm egotistical for wanting to sort of talk about this at all. But sometimes it helps me to clarify things in my own mind to talk about it. And also, as I said, I thought maybe, you know, if anybody else is experiencing this, I thought maybe they'd realize they're not alone. So if there's anyone out there listening to this that is going through this and has gone through this, I can totally empathize. I know exactly how you feel. And hopefully these things can be rectified. As I said in a previous post, I am waiting to get in to see a neuropsychologist and have cognitive testing done. So hopefully somehow this can, if not be turned around completely, hopefully future memory issues can be staved off. I don't like remembering things, or I'm sorry, I don't like not remembering things that I know I didn't. Oh, bloody Nora. I don't like not remembering things that I know I enjoyed when they happened. It scares me. I'm too young for this nonsense. Okay, I'm really done now. Bye, folks. Thanks for listening. If you got this far, God bless you.